Are you here with interviews with Charles Chambry, and I got here my friend Lindsay Self. Lindsay Self is here to do her first recording here on the radio station, the radio version of my show, my TV show, and she'll be helping me as a co-host on the show, and I'm just excited to have her. She'll be a wonderful addition to the show, and you know, I was just joking because she said I'm quiet. I was like, what? I don't know, but soft spoken is what she says. But I don't know. That sounds a bit. I don't know, but anyway. So
you sound pretty good in my ears right now.
Good. So, so we got it recorded here in the station, and we'll probably have some other pictures, other videos to complement things behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's have an interview. She just did a TV interview with us, which will be coming out here shortly. But for now, let's have this interview. So, who is Lindsay?
Who is Lindsay? Lindsay Self. I am Lindsay Self. I am the proud owner and founder of Self Event Planner. We do anything from obviously styling venues to event coordinating to event planning. Any type of event you can possibly think of, weddings to proposals to graduation. What I like to say is backyard events. So this is going to be more private, exclusive, more intimate events. Last night, actually, I did an art gallery launch, which was great. A local artist here in Portland wanted to promote his art and took a venue, and it was actually a steel fabrication venue. So you can already imagine how dirty and dusty, and was like, what? How could you take that and turn it into something, a masterpiece and something so beautiful? And that's what we did, and it turned out great. There was 100 people probably that came last night, and we had a photo booth by the Wilder Experience, a custom backdrop with his logo, the brand logo, Artillery, and yeah, we had a bartender the whole night, and it was fun. We even raffled off a car.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. I was looking at the what was it? Was it live? I think he was live on Instagram or Facebook. And,
yeah.
And so yeah, I saw that. I was like, whoa, that's great. Like, you got a car, a vehicle, right? It was like a 2010 SUV or something like that.
So I did actually win the car. So we raffled the car off, and I won. So there you go. Proud winner of a 2010 Subaru Forester.
Yeah. That was great. Well, good. So you had a good event. So let's talk about your business, mm-hmm, a little bit more in detail. So what, how'd you start it, and you know, tell us step by step how you got into it and where you all are now.
Yeah.
If you could explain.
Yeah. You know, I think this is something that I really wanted to kind of, I love getting out there, because I feel like most people, when they have a dream or if they have a passion, they get insecure by fear or doubt. And I, you know, before I started my business, I went into interviews for event coordinating positions, event planner positions with definitely high level planners here locally in Portland, mm-hmm, and in other states. And of course I got denied. They're like, sorry, we don't have enough experience, or you don't have, you know, like, you've really never done this before. And in my head, I was like, I know I can do this. Like, there's something, there's like that gut wrenching feeling that I was like, I know I can do this, and started Self Event Planner. And here I am, you know, my name is getting out there. You know, I don't want to be big-headed or anything like that, but I'm very, very thankful that my name, my brand, is getting out there and really self-promoting itself. And I think the whole passion behind what I do is I just love what I do. And I think when you really find something that you love and you know that you're genuinely like good at it, you can just blossom it. So yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, thank
no,
you.
No, I definitely understand what you're referring to. When I first got into public speaking, it was the same thing. Like, nobody would give me a chance, and I kept trying, and you know, finally it hit, and now my name is starting to get out there too. The same thing with the radio. It's ironic because we're here at KB Radio. I tried to get with cable radio. They like turned me down, and it's like I kept trying, and I tried to get on the board,
Right.
and now I'm the longest board member here. So it's interesting that never give up and go for your goals and your dreams, and the reality will come and you'll be here. So
Yes.
good story.
Thank you. Yeah.
So let's talk about all the different products that you have as far as events.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I you know what? This is fun because a lot of people are like, "Lindsay, what do you actually do?" Because on my social media, on my website, there's a ton of different services to event packages to products even. So let's just talk about my website for a second, just because I relaunched it like literally a few days ago. So event types, of course, we already talked about that. Weddings, backyard events, private exclusive, launch parties, fashion shows, the list goes on and on. Let's talk about event services. So this is going to be completely different. So the event services, it's going to be content creator, it's going to be executive assistant, I like to say, and then also my personal favorite, which I'm really excited about, is the floor plans and 3D rendering. So this is going to be what we talked about on the actually the interview, but this
The
is going to
TV interview she's referring
yes
to.
yes the
Okay, go
TV
ahead.
interview.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then also products. I have a tab up on the top of my menu, it's products. So I sell glitter lips, and it's
I didn't
a
know that. We didn't talk about that.
I know.
Okay.
So it's glitter lips. It's a fun like I just love it. It is so I'm actually friends with the CEO, and I just help her rep the brand. And it's really great. But self event planner also, starting here in the next couple year, weeks or so, we'll be launching a product brand. So we're gonna have t-shirts, swag, all the goodies. So I'm really excited to launch that here in the next couple weeks.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, and we discussed this on the TV interview, so this is kind of a review for me, but good for them to hear too. So you talked about your favorite product, at least events, and that was proposals. So I want to hear about that. I think that would be convenient. So share that if you can.
So I'm just gonna speak for the on behalf of the men out there, the manly men.
I'm manly. I'm very manly, by the way. In
He
masculine. Go
is.
ahead.
So, you know, I love this because men can come to me and they're like, "Hey, Lindsay, I'm about to propose to my girlfriend. We've been together for so long." And literally, I've had men say this to me. So I am literally quoting some guys out there, not all, I'm not putting in the category, but just some. And they're like, "I'm not romantic. I don't know where to start. You know, this is like, I need your help." And so literally, we go through the process together and I walk them through how to propose to their girlfriend, but we stage it. So like they come to me and they're like, "You know, Lindsay, I have sort of an idea, but I really want to enhance it. Like what other ideas can I, you know, elaborate on it?" Or they just come to me and they say, "Lindsay, I literally have no clue. I just want you to plan it from start to finish and then make it look fabulous." And so yeah, it's two different packages, and yeah, I can literally we can go to Paris tomorrow, and if you want to propose to front of the Eiffel Tower with your girlfriend, I'm all there. So yeah.
Very cool. Anything else you want to share as far as products? Let's talk about stories. I mean, anything you how you help someone or anything that stood out as far as your clients without,
Yeah.
saying any names, keeping privacy at a high level. Can you share any stories?
You know what? Let's talk about glitter lips actually, because that's
Okay,
something
fair enough.
that
We didn't talk about that either, so
we
here's
didn't know. And so it's a product that I do sell. It comes with all different colors, so anything from reds to blues to purples to orange. And this is really fun. So it's literally can you I mean you can imagine it in with the name. It's glitter on your lips and it's kiss proof. It's I can swim in it. I can eat a salad in it. Girls, we all know how messy a salad can get, okay? Especially when they don't chop up the greens. And I can party with it, which is my personal favorite. And so when I sell this actually at some of the booths and convention centers. So on May the 19th, I'm going to be at the Portland Bridal Show, which is exciting. And so I'm going to have half of my booth self-event planner, but half of my booth's going to be glitter lips. And we're going to be selling some glitter lips. And so this is perfect for those parties, right? So we're going to have, like, brides love this for their bachelorette parties. Even Halloween, like, I was a mermaid for Halloween, and there is this, like, this green one, and it's so beautiful, but I put the glitter lips on my lips, the color, and literally, like, perfect with my red hair, like, it was perfect. So Halloween costume parties, fashion shows, I mean, the list goes on and on. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else? What's some events you got coming up?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so.
Well, one thing too, what, you know, this is interesting. We didn't talk about this. Yeah. We talked about this on our own meeting that we had our talk. But I had always thought, and I'm sure that they thought this too, but I always thought you were just here locally. Whereas you go to California, you go across the states to do events. So you're not held to just this local area. So do you want to explain that too?
Yeah, so I have clients down to Arizona, to Texas, I mean everywhere and everyone in between. And then all the way on the East Coast too. I have clients over in Florida, and I'm excited. I think the connections and that what they see, what I can create and what I can design, it's transpiring, and it's like a snowball effect. And so I'm really excited because if someone is, you know, not local, I can of course travel to you, and yeah, I mean, let's go all over the world, please. Let's go to Bora Bora.
Let's do it.
Yes,
let's do it. So you're gonna share upcoming events.
Okay, so are you excited for this? Because you're actually the first person that I'm going to sell it to.
Yeah,
this too.
Let's hear it.
All right, you guys. So Margie's Nursery down in Aurora. If you are not familiar with it, it is about 15 minutes, 30 minutes south of Portland metropolitan area, Tualatin area. But it's in Aurora, and I've been friends with the owner, Margie, for quite a while, and she reached out to me. She's like, hey, I have an idea and I really want to implement it. And I was like, okay, let's hear the idea. I met with her. We talked the concept, we talked about the design, we talked about, you know, how I can add my flair to it, and what we can do to expand her nursery and kind of to utilize it into more of an event space, date night. So are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So Margie's Nursery, it's beautiful. If you haven't been there, it's a big white open tent. I mean, it's massive. And the one thing that really stands her nursery out compared to the rest is that there's actually hanging flowers that come down. Mm-hmm. And so it's stunning. It's literally like I am just walking in air full of flowers. And so what we're going to do is we're going to change this into a romantic date night location. So I'm really excited. I have a ton of work to do to prepare for this, but tickets are going to go on sale here starting next week for about $100-$150 or so. I'm still trying to work out the details, but we're going to have food. We're going to have wine. We're going to have a romantic evening with live music. And yeah, it's going to be a perfect little romantic date night here. And yeah, I'm excited.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Anything else you'd like to share?
Let's talk about you. How are you doing? Are you having fun?
Well, thank you. I mean, people never ask me, you know, that's true. Like, how am I doing? I'm doing all right. I got an upcoming event, actually, now that you asked. So, there's this group called Elevate Him, and I did an interview, with the founder a while back, and she had we reached out to each other because she has an upcoming event. So this event will be to support, or I should say the proceeds will go to support folks or men that have trouble with depression and are suicidal. Her brother had committed suicide a while back, and so her story is that she wanted to do something for men, because there's a lot of different programs out there for females and for children, but there's not enough nonprofit or support companies that support men and the issues that they have. Men are tend to have a high not threshold, but a
stigma.
They have a you know, they
have to be the manly man.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so they're thought to be leaders, that they have these expectations. That's the term I was thinking of. And if they don't meet those expectations, it can be very, very hard on us. So, so these programs, she has a program, she has several programs, but the main one is that she restyles men and gives them suits. And, especially for those that have been incarcerated, those that have had hard times, she helps to rehabilitate them and put them in nice suits. And so she helps them with the shoes, the style, the swag, all that stuff to be presentable. She has these, before and after, posts. Which are amazing to look at. So the event will be somewhat like that. I mean, we will have people come on that will tell their story, how they got out of depression, and then we'll have our different sponsors, we have some big companies, any name droppings right now, but there's some big companies coming in to who sponsor the event, and they'll come in and give some pointers here and there. But the program is also, or at least the event is also to highlight different parts of wellness. So there'll be, for example, a table for spirituality, a table about health, one table about fitness, but it's all to elevate him, to elevate men so that they can be supported in the community. So I'll be the main host. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah. So
I love that. You know, I think this is this just speaks volumes to me right now, and it's speaking so much to my heart, because I was literally just having a conversation with one of my guy friends here this past week, and we were talking about that and how you know, he just the mental state that people go through after divorce, or after you know, something tragic going on in their life, or you know, someone passing away, and our bodies and our mind are completely, they just disconnect sometimes. And so our bodies just want to go, but then like our mind's like shutting down, and it's hard to like even get up and brush our teeth or jump in the shower in the morning sometimes. I know I went through that after my divorce, but you know, I think the biggest vulnerability or the biggest turn on is that when a man is like vulnerable and he can just stay in tune with his feelings and be like, you know what, this is how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling okay, but how can I get help, or who can I reach out to? And just taking that time and that break away to disconnect from their phone, or disconnect from, you know, even sometimes, unfortunately, even it's sometimes disconnecting from the people that you love the most. And I know that, you know, even with my kid, I was going through such a hard time, but I was just like, there was some days I was like, I called my mom or I called someone else and I was like, I can't get out of bed today. I need you to come watch my kid, or I take a nap, or just, you know, and luckily that was only just a few months of, and I say a few months, but to me it was like, it felt like years, but, it was only a few months. And then, it was like the people that unconditionally love you. And that's when the true colors come out, and they're just like, you know what, we're going to get through this together. And I think being a man, like what you mentioned, like there is so much stigma coming from a man, like you have to be this hard-headed, you know.
They can't cry.
Yes, they can't. And I'm like, no, like I want you to cry. It's healthy to be, like I said, in tune with your feelings. And I know even like, gosh, Montessori school right now, they're teaching little kids, Hey, what are you feeling? Like, there's this literally, like, this. My girlfriend and I were talking about this. There's literally a chart out there. It's like a circle chart. You can find it on Etsy or Amazon. And it's teaching toddlers about their feelings. Like, okay. And it's like a little dial. So they pick on, it has like the different moods. And it says pictures of like the little kid's, mood or whatever. Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling angry? And then there's another dial in the middle. And it's like, okay, you're feeling angry. What can you do to switch your mood, right? And it's like, go read a book, go eat, are you, go sleep, go pet an animal, And I think that just, I mean, the sooner that people learn that, oh my gosh, I think the better that they're gonna become an adult. I mean, I don't know.
No, I agree
Yeah.
with you totally. I teach a class on emotional intelligence. We talk about that. I think, there is the extreme too, right? We don't want, I think, males to necessarily cry for any good reason, but definitely to be in touch with their feelings and be in control of their feelings rather, as they go through life. And you made another good point about the fact that you dealt with some issues, dealt with some maybe some depression because you're divorced. So the program's not necessarily just specifically for male. Because everyone deals with suicide, right? So it's more about that, how to help support others, but mainly supporting men, but women can come as well because everyone is challenged with that. And so it's good to get some support and get some information to help support each other.
I love it. And especially since you're such an advocate for the community. I mean, speaking about this, and the more we speak about this, I mean, it's just like a ricochet effect, Like, people are gonna be like, oh my gosh, like, how are you today? Instead of being like, good, I'm fine, people are gonna be like, you know what, I'm not doing good, and I don't know who to talk to, and I know you just asked me, but I'm gonna be like, I don't know, and I don't, and then of course there's always limits to who you open up to. You don't want to be like, oh my God, I'm horrible today. Like, I don't like people that are like always a negative, but it's like those positive. I think that, oh my gosh, and this comes on for a whole different topic, but like, the most happiest people out there are the ones that feel the most. Like Tony, or not Tony Robbins, but Robin Williams, he
Oh,
was
yeah, that's
dealing with
good
depression,
example.
and he covered up a bunch of his feelings with something else, and with the happiness. It was trying to be just a character and trying to put on a face and trying to be happy all the time. And I know I get like that sometimes because I'm very like a positive person. I feel like I'm a very positive, like, hi, how are you? Like, what's going on? Like, I want to be your best friend. But I re it really, but when we feel, I mean, we feel so deep, and it just, but
Very nice. How we stay in contact with you?
Yes. So you can of course follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Self Event Planner. New website just launched. Again, it's Self Event Planners. Domain actually had to change, unfortunately. Thanks, GoDaddy. so there's an S at the end, and feel free. You can also inquire on my website, and then also through phone call too and text message. So yeah.
Very nice. So you heard Lindsay self, her story, her life, how she's helping folks, putting on events. You heard her heart, what
Oh,
she's gone through, and where
likewise.
she's going to. I want to thank you for listening to us here at KBOO Radio,
Yay.
KBOO Radio version of the show. Thank you for listening to the show and watching the show. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day.